Hi, my name is Rocky Biasi with another accidental counsellor tip. Today what I'd like to go through is a transcript that I typed up of part of an interview with a 19-year-old client who came and saw me here in my private practice. Here we are, lounges and all. And in the transcript that I typed up, I put in there some of the skills that we use in the accidental counsellor training, and a lot of them are around solution-focused counselling.
So here's a transcript. We'll go through, and Amy is the client, not her real name. She's a 19-year-old female who came to counselling, and here's the key thing, at the urging of a friend who actually turned up with her because Amy wanted her also to be in the session. Okay, so I start off by saying, "Hi Amy, I know you're not that keen to be here," and there's a laugh all around. "How do you hope that this session can be of use to you?" And this is the greeting and goal setting part. Also, I want to make note here that I say, "I know you're not that keen to be here," because I know that her friend had been urging her to come along. She's very reluctant. She wants her friend to be here with her. Oftentimes, when I hear accidental counsellors, they say to me, sometimes our clients, our students, or whoever it is that we're working with, don't speak very much. They don't have to. Nonverbal communication says a lot also. Okay, so Amy says, "Oh, look, I don't know how it would help. I guess I'd be feeling better." And then I say, "Okay, if I could wave a magic wand and you were feeling better, what would be different?" So those of you who attended the accidental counsellor training would know that this is a form of the miracle question. And the miracle question is really about helping the client construct a vision of a solution. And we do that because that is a catalyst for bringing it about. So let me just go through again. "I know you don't want to be here. How do you hope that this session will be of use to you?" "I don't know how it would help. I guess I'd feel better." "Okay, look, if I could wave a magic wand and you were feeling better, what would be different?" So here the miracle question is also helping to get some more detail around the "I guess I'd be feeling better." She says, "I'd have my confidence back." So we get a little bit more of an expansion, some more detail around feeling better. It's more now around confidence. And not only that, around self-worth, feeling better about herself. And then I say, "So you'd have your confidence back." So here we are up here. "You'd have your confidence back." So this is just reflective listening, mirroring back what the client's saying. "So when did you have confidence?" So here I'm looking for an exception to the problem. "I don't have any confidence. I'd get it back." "When did you have confidence?" "Up until I was in year 9, I was confident and happy." "You were confident then it went?" And I say it with a question. And again, it's this reflecting back, matching and mirroring back. She says, "Yeah." And I say, "Well, where did it go?" And this is a meta question. Again, for those of you who attended the training, this is part of going from surface structure communication to deep structure communication. So I say, "So where did it go?" And she says, "Comments from my family got to me about being overweight." And then I use a scaling question. So on a scale of 0, being no confidence at all, and 10 being you're full of it, and again, with my tone, there's a few laughs, "How confident are you right now?" So scaling questions are always really, are also a very good way of determining what do people mean by "I've got no confidence." And she actually says, "I'm about a 5 or a 6, which surprised me. So I say, "Okay, so you haven't lost it altogether. How's that?" Again, I'm looking for strengths here. Solution-focused counselling, which is part of the accidental counsellor training, is a solutions-focused approach, is a strengths-focused approach. So I'm not focusing on the problem here. I'm focusing on how did you get to 5 or 6? And check it out. "I have lost 30 kilos in the last year." 30 kilos. Wow. "It's a massive accomplishment. Congratulations." Again, affirming the strengths. And she says, "Thanks." And then I turn around and I say, "So what would have to happen for that confidence to get to a 7 or an 8? Again, strengths question, creating a vision of how things would be. And she says, I would need to lose another 6 kilos. So I'm looking for more detail. So when you lose another 6 kilos, how will you feel more confident, happy, and better about yourself? Reflecting back the goal statement. She actually says yes. So I say, when you lose another 6 kilos, you're going to feel more confident, happy, and better about yourself. Yeah, she says. And I go, okay, so how did you actually feel good enough about yourself, confident enough to even start losing 30 kilos? Again, going back looking for the exception and searching for what's already worked. She must have had some energy, feeling something. What got her moving to start losing 30 kilos? Searching for what she says she wants in her own personal history, right? She actually says, I didn't. And I go, really? How could you achieve that? Feeling bad about yourself and having no confidence. Matching, reflecting back, and the implicit communication. Well, it wasn't that bad, she says. What wasn't that bad? Again, there's the meta questioning. I guess it got to a point where I had enough, and deep down, I knew I could do it. So again, in the training, we talk about one of the things that creates change for people is that they have reasons to change. And usually that reason is associated with pain. They've had enough, they've hit rock bottom. So I respond with, okay, so you're telling me that when things are tough, you know deep down that you can get through things and achieve big goals. Again, I'm focusing on strengths. Matching, reflecting back the implicit communication. She goes, yeah, that's true. I've done it a few times. Well, tell me about that. How did you do that? I guess sometimes I lose track and I need a reminder. Now, here's the real key. Note that via the questions, she reminded herself about how strong she could be. I went, okay, that's great. So you've remembered how strong you are. Yeah. And I then turn around and I say, hey, I'm curious. Let's go back up here. I'm curious. Is it just remembering? How do you actually get through tough times and achieve these great goals? Note that I'm persisting in helping her be aware of her own strategies, how she actually accesses her own resources. And check this out. This is really cool. She says, I get really determined and I have to prove it to myself and others. I guess now that I think about it, I get angry rather than sad or miserable. No, that's not true. I do get sad, but I get over it. I snap out of it, I guess, and set my mind to it, and it's almost like I get obsessed by it. So here she's getting very clear and speaking about the strengths and what she has occurred in the past that's helped her. And I say, nice. That's what anyone who's really good at something does. They get obsessed about how to get better. And I'm matching reflective listening, affirming, and reframing.
Okay, well, thank you. And I hope that this has been a great reminder for those of you who have come along to the Accidental Counsellor training all across Australia. And if you haven't and you're wondering what this training is all about, well, I hope this video is giving you some great ideas. Bye for now.